Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. And we're here again to have some wonderful sample healing sessions tonight. We may run just a little bit over. That's a possibility. We'll see. Just depends how the show goes. So we would love to have your questions if you wish to come on the fast chat or just call in to the BBS toll-free phone number. So we'll first do some entity clearing. And most of you know what entities are. These are what come into us to possess our bodies. Unfortunately, they take away our consciousness, so we do strange things. They definitely cause us to have our addictions, and anything that we do that is not love-based. So here we go. Coming in. And we're going to start taking away these energies here from you, and we'll bring in your spirit also so you can have more of your spirit in your body more fully, so you can become a little more conscious. And the way to tell if this is working for you is to just get a mirror, and you might want to look at yourself in the mirror right now, and then after about 5 minutes, your eyes should be a little more sparkly or a little brighter and maybe clearer. You might even have a vision change. So here we go, taking away entities now from us, and I'll be doing this here. You can also energize the light beam if you wish on the monitor screen. We'll have that activated right now, too, during this healing session, getting away these entities. So bring up the light beam. If you're new to the program, go on to Creation Light Shift Healing and click on it. You can go to today's time, which is at 6:55, and just click on it, and then scroll down a little ways on your scroll bar, about an inch, and you're going to actually see the light beam there. We're going to activate it right now, bringing the female energy. So here we go. So the Creation Light Ship comes here once every 2,000 years. And it's here for the universal shift. And the universal shift may be new to all of you. So I'll just talk about the Big Bang. So every 2,000 years, we have a Big Bang. And if the planets, we'll use that terminology, and the stars choose to be reincarnated again in their same location, then they will appear to be in the same location after the universal shift, which happens every 2,000 years. If not, they won't be here. This is why sometimes people see or have done like moon rocks, et cetera, and they can say this, the moon is so many years old. Same with the Earth. Well, this is because it's been remanifested over and over and over again at every 2,000-year cycle point. Naturally, if a planet chose not to be incarnated every 2,000 years, you would not see it. And this is the way it works. And so this time, the Earth is doing another shift. And like always, all life forms on this planet, which includes your physical bodies, and your spirit, two different life forms. Remember, they're both spiritual energies. So your spirit in your body is one, and your physical body is another. And you both have the opportunity to leave the planet and to come into a higher consciousness, we'll say, or just to leave and to have another life somewhere else. I won't get too negative here, but unfortunately, because this planet has been controlled by the dark energies for all of these times, many, many incarnations here of the 2,000-year cycle. We have a problem where the people here also have been taken sideways. So you've been here and have missed out on all of these points of recreation over again every 2,000 years. So this is a time that the light recreates this divine energy over and over again every 2,000 years as a cycle. So if you have any past lives here and you know that you've been here for a while, that's because you have not did the universal shift. And you're just here because the dark side, through its teachings and philosophies, are holding you here along with the mind-controlling program. So I hope that kind of helps you be in a brief discussion. The Creation Light Shift is light itself. It created the universe of light that you are, that you are from the Creation Light Ship. And once you're created, then you go off into the universe of light and have your experiences. And like I said, unfortunately, this planet has been taken over, by, tens of thousands of years, maybe hundreds of thousands of years. So it's not in the light completely. This is why you have your forced reincarnation. This is why you have your horoscope, your natal chart, where the planets are controlling you. So this is only because through the programming and the teachings here, we have chosen darkness, which is in time, as opposed to choosing light, which is in your heart center, which is out of time. So I hope that helps you somewhat for the newcomers here. So we're still taking away entities here. And here we go. And working up to our waist now. So you may feel energies changing inside of your body. You might feel yourself getting a little lighter as these things leave you. A lot of times people feel their aches and pains leave also. And a question here is it possible for a female entity to take over possession of a male body, causing him to act like a female? Well, of course, that's a no-brainer. Yes, that happens all the time. That's no different than having one that likes to eat strawberry pie all the time or something, or an entity that likes to drink. If it is a female energy that's very strong, you may find yourself cross-dressing or something, because it's in you wanting to express its lifetime through your physical body. So yes, that is definitely the case. And this is why some people, if you look at some of the males and females, some are very, very balanced with both of the male-female energies in them, and then some have more female or more male. And that can also be, I'm not saying it's 100%, but that could also be that situation where you have entities in you of the opposite sex coming in to allow you to become more of that particular gender. So we're going up now to our shoulders and our neck and top of our head now, working with our body, going down our arms. Here we go. Okay, we're going to bring more of your spirit in. Let's watch the light beam too. She's fully energized. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come more into your body. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, just kind of feel your energy. I'm going to put some music on so you can sample yourself, feel yourself, walk around, check your energy system, and just see how you are sensing this change in energy inside of your body right now. And look in a mirror also. Look at your eyes. See if they're much brighter. Thank you. Okay, I'll address a couple of the questions here. Since we talked about how entities can change your personality. So one of the questions is here, let me see here. One was like, you know, causing this male to be like a female. Let's see here. There's something else on here about that too, I believe. Is that what gay might be? Okay, I'll kind of talk about this here. So I don't want to step on anybody's toes or sound like, you know, I'm off the wall. But here we go. So let's just take a male, for instance, okay? Now, we'll say the male person likes to do boxing, fighting, okay? So typically, the male physical body is not going to attract females because most females are not interested in boxing. So maybe the male was, we'll just say, perfectly well, very well balanced, male and female energies both, and now he wants to do boxing, and all of a sudden, what will come into him, because he's doing that, will be boxers. So that will make the male maybe more hardened, more male-ish, maybe more angry, you know, making him want to get more muscles, okay? So I think you can probably follow what I'm saying here, okay, to get on the same page. So if the person did not become a boxer, then he probably would not bring in more of this really harsh male energy to him. To be male-male. Now, we'll take the same situation of a male, and maybe this male, for instance, I'm trying to think what I could use here. Maybe the male really likes to cook. Well, typically, cooking is a female's role. I think you can all kind of follow that. At least maybe in the past generations here. And so the male was out doing male stuff. The woman was home having children and cooking, okay? There's other sayings too, you know, which I won't go into. But so the male wants to now become a cook. So all of a sudden, or a chef, so all of a sudden he can bring into him females who love to cook because this is what they want to experience. So that would make that male be a little more softer because now he's running the female energies of the entities in the body who love to cook. And now we'll talk about women, okay? So we'll just say that this perfectly fine balanced female with the male and female energies. And I'm not talking about genetics, you know, with the chromosomes and stuff. I'm just talking about entities, okay? So all of a sudden, this woman wants to become a police officer. Well, that's typically a male's role. Or maybe she wants to go into the service to kill people. Okay? Well, she'll bring into her male energies also. So I think we're kind of on the same page, hopefully. Hope I'm not offending anybody by talking this way. And then we'll take the female who has the female energy. So we'll just say it's a female-female. And maybe this type of person is very nurturing, cares a lot, buys people flowers all the time, maybe very, very sensitive, maybe overly sensitive, because females typically work more with emotions than male. So this would be this type of person. Maybe the female wants to be a nurse and wants to be in the pediatric ward. So that female nurse will typically bring in a lot of the females who are very nurturing of entities that want to touch babies. So I hope that kind of helps you a little bit here. So this is how entities can affect your life. Remember, they control you. So whatever you're doing, you're going to draw that particular type, that particular style, the mindset of the entities that you're dealing with physically into you, which can enhance what you're doing. So I hope I handled that pretty well for everybody. Back to you, Sylvia. Come on now.
Okay,
hi, Ron. Are you out there in cyberspace?
I'm here, and hi, everyone, okay. And welcome to Friday night. So I see there's so many people with us on the fast chat, so thank you, everyone, for coming on, and there's so many great questions and requests, so we have a lot of ground to cover. I think we're going to be able to go a little bit over tonight because there's no show after us. So stick around for some wonderful healings and teachings from Ron and the Light Ship. And on this whole subject of entities that we're talking about, in addition to what Ron was just mentioning, we have somebody on the fast chat. It was, I believe, Ron and Rob and Sylvia and their family in Canada were mentioning that they're having a house clearing done with Ron due to the entities and so forth that can be in a house. And they were clearing the house that they just moved into. And that's a service that Ron does that we haven't talked about too much on the radio programs, but it's really incredible. It's going to make a huge difference, not only houses, but also office spaces and so forth. So, Ron, would you like to just kind of mention maybe some of your experience with that and how that can work for people who you know, maybe having trouble in an office or experiencing problems at home?
Yeah, one of the neat ones that I did, oh, gee, this is probably, I'm guessing 5 or 6 years ago. We're in Los Angeles, and if you live down there, you know all the different buildings. So we happened to go to her, a lady who we were doing sessions with where she worked. And she happened to work at the Los Angeles Musicians Union. And this building was, I believe, 3 stories, basement plus 2 stories. And it covered a whole block. Since then, I think they moved. But this building, the first musicians union was in one location. And I think they got into this one here, for what I can recall, just by memory, like in the 1920s. And walking in there, seeing all these artists, you know, hundreds of pictures on the walls with all the different gold records up, it was quite impressive. And so the people in there were all just kind of uptight. So I went through there, and it took, I don't know, maybe four hours, I think, to clear, walking from room to room, taking away entities, seeing people who got stabbed. They were hanging out there, too, some murders in the bathrooms, just many, many things. And so after doing the clearing, we talked to the lady maybe a week later, and we came back there ourselves, and it felt like the light bulbs that they were using were like 60 watts, and now they're like, 120 watt bulbs. I mean, it was, you could actually physically see better, and everybody was very happy, and they're smiling. Before, they never talked to each other. They were all grumpy, the lady was saying, and now everybody's smiling, having a great time. That's because they were possessed by the entities that were there. And we released a lot of them, you know, I don't know how many, but there was lots of them that got taken out of there. Some rooms you'd go into and, you know, you would feel very uncomfortable. You could feel them watching you. And after the clearing, it was great, you know. Just one thing that that I do. The way I do it with most people is, I'll have them send me a floor plan of their house or their apartment, and then I'll just work over the telephone with them at times, and we pick a date, and then we go from room to room, and they can walk around and also, you know, check that out. I'm going to be doing something in the near future here, remotely also, with a friend of ours in New York, and we'll be going with a video camera, and I'll be where I am, and she'll be in New York, and we'll be doing people's houses and buildings, etc., remotely. That'll be very, very neat. So that's coming up in probably maybe a couple of months, I think. We'll see how that manifests here. But anyway, having a house clearing is very good, very nice. If you're trying to sell a house, you definitely want to have it cleared. The reason is because you may walk into that house with the entities in there. Now, the entities may like you. Remember, if you have them in there and they don't bother you, they may just love you being there. And now you're going to sell your house, and they don't want you to leave. So number one, they're going to probably disrupt everybody who walks into that house because they don't like them. They like you instead, okay? And they may not want to leave with you to your next house. Maybe they've been in this house for, you know, 150 years. Maybe you have an older house, and they just love it there, and they don't want to leave, and they like you, so they're going to probably make people feel very, very uncomfortable. Maybe they'll come into the house and make their hair stand up on end in their arms and maybe on their head. People then go, man, this house has bad vibes, I'm leaving. And so this is one reason they have a house cleared before you sell it. And also, if you have any negative energy, let's say you have somebody in your house that, I'll use the term loosely, as a druggie, okay? Well, that's going to have all that drug energy in your house. Do you want that to be in there? Maybe you have somebody who lived with you who was abusive. Well, that is going to have abusive entities in there. And they may leave with that person. They may just hang out there and bother you all the time. Remember, there's entities that, have all different addictions. Maybe some like to drink. Some may have sexual addictions. Some may have addictions of eating a lot of food. And they just be strictly hanging out in your house waiting for you to indulge in something. So there's all different types of entities. And, you know, you should have your house sacred where you can come home and not have these things invade you. So, you know, they're going to come into you because, you know, you're allowing them to stay there. So anyway, this is what I do. Some people talk about saging. That doesn't necessarily work completely. It may work maybe 10%. Some people will try to cast them out, you know, by doing rituals. Well, if they don't believe in it, they're not going to leave. So that's another thing. So, but typically, you know, it all depends how strong they are in your house, et cetera. But I can get them out of there. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So, Ron, we have so many different requests and questions, so I'm just going to keep giving them to you here so we can kind of try to get a lot of these done tonight. Let's see. We have Pete on the line, and he's asking if we could do some kind of a sample clearing on the Earth Gridline release.
Okay. So this here is a very important clearing. What happens is if you're trying to relocate, okay, maybe you want to get a new job someplace. Maybe you find that you're stuck in a house. You can't get out of the house or an apartment. You want to move, but you just can't. Maybe for some reason you feel like a homebody. Well, this is probably because you're attached energetically to a grid line where you're living. And the dark side does this to a lot of people so that they can't move forward. So here we go. I'm going to take this energy away from you. So we'll go back 5 days. These are sample clearings. They're 100% done for 80% of what I can do for you without doing a whole lifetime. And this clearing would be a whole lifetime clearing, which is $5 times your age. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you might get up, move around. You may feel that your body is a little freer. Might feel like it doesn't weigh as much. May feel like when you touch the ground now that you're able to physically move better. So that's what this clearing does for you. I will do a sample emotional clearing. This is the emotional bodies or body that you have that gets filled up with crud, we'll say, from this lifetime. And this emotional body is what we start off with when we do healings for you. This is the most important clearing you can have in your lifetime, along with entities. But this one here does and takes away so much away from you that it puts your emotions back into a neutral space, takes a charge of negativity off of you that you're recycling daily. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do the feeling body. This is like the flip side of the coin here. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So just kind of sample, see how your body is responding to this clearing. Look at a situation in your life that you've experienced in the last 5 days and the traumatic emotional charge, you know, whatever it is, anger, fear, emotional pain, will be released from you. It should look very distant. So let's take a look at it. We'll put some music on so you can experience this healing. Thank you. Okay. So a little bit later on, we're going to go to the light ship as a surprise for everybody. This will be at the very end of the show, although if you're listening to this on an archive, you cannot go there. We're going to go to the food court and experience some of the food that the light beings eat here. So we'll probably be there for about 10 minutes near the very end of the show here. So let's see. Any other questions there we can talk about? But I will say, let's just say you have children. And we're talking about entities, and we're having that special call this Sunday, 8 hours in length to get rid of entities. So if you're interested in having more consciousness, definitely get on this call. It starts at, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's 8 hours in length. We break every hour. You can be on absentee completely or just check in now and then, and it works great, whether you're on the call or not. Normally you get a speakerphone and make sure that you have typically unlimited calling on it, and you're all set. The time goes by very quickly. You may feel like maybe 45 minutes goes by as far as real time for you. So let's say you have children, and you have maybe the child is fairly young, and you take it to maybe preschool or, you know, daycare. And maybe for some reason, the lady or man doing the daycare, probably more likely be a lady, maybe she had a child in there that was just awful maybe a year earlier. And, you know, they got rid of her, you know, told the parents that this child can't come back because of different situations. And maybe that child was possessed. And so all of a sudden that energy at the babysitter, because maybe that particular entity, like being in that location, in that house, is there all the time. So you bring your child over there, and all of a sudden it gets possessed, and this thing comes into it, and the lady calls you on the telephone and says, hey, you know, your child is beating these kids up. What's going on here? And you go, man, that's not, doesn't sound like my child. He or she never does that at home or with other friends. You know, why is they doing it, or she doing it, he doing it over here with you? Well, that's because an entity probably hopped into your child that's at the babysitter's house or the daycare's house or whatever. So this is one way you can explain things to yourself, knowing that, yeah, this is what's going on here. You know, it's not really the fault of your child. It's the fault of entities. And this is what's true of with grown-ups, too. The same thing. Remember, they come into us and do all these things, and then they leave after they get the energy stirred up because they live on the energy. When they get enough to fill of it, then they leave. And then you're stuck holding the bag for that experience. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'd just like to mention a little bit more about this weekend, what you were talking about, Ron, because it's so phenomenal. You know, I've been with the light ship for a couple of years now and working with you, Ron, and, you know, we've talked so many times about the ascension, the process of preparing for the ascension, and how if you're not in your body, and if you're not able to integrate your spirit energy with your physical body so that your body can hold more light, and if you're not able to get enough healing to be able to hold that light in your body, then the chances, you know, of being able to ascend are very difficult. So what I've noticed and what so many people are saying that that give you the feedback from this intensive healing weekends that you've been doing is that with that really intensive entity release work, that is being like feeling like it's possible kind of for the first time. So much more spirit energy able to integrate in the body that it's just like kind of making people's healing experiences kind of grow by leaps and bounds. And it's just so amazing. So I know this weekend there's actually two really wonderful healing opportunities. Tomorrow, 4 hours on the light ship with a lot of ascension preparation work. And then Sunday, 8 hours, like you just said. And do you still have openings for people that haven't signed on for that yet, Ron?
Yeah, they can just go on PayPal and pay for it, or just, you know, send me a check in the mail. Either way works, but do contact me if you are going to send me a check to get the phone number. So, but a lot of people use PayPal. That's a lot easier for them. And just go on to, you know, the website. I think on the very top on the left side, the first or second link there is, you know, for upcoming events, and I believe it's listed there. So it's quite a wonderful experience. What happens is that with the entities, I've had a lot of people testimony talking about on emails and also in person that they feel much much more freer. They can walk better. They feel lighter. They feel like they have more space in their body. Their body feels happy and content. And it's really hard to describe that until you actually have these things released. Now, what happens to most people when you talk about entity clearings, the entities in you do not want to have that clearing. Remember, they found a home, and they want to live in you, and they want to play with your body, and they want to experience their life through you. So if you happen to ask yourself, you know, is this good for me? It's going to say inside of your head, no, you don't have any entities. Don't do this healing because they don't want to lose their home. So if you do, somehow if your spirit comes forward for maybe 5 seconds, you know, it's going to say, man, get this clearing because I need some more space to be with you. But if you're talking to the entities, man, they're going to tell you the complete opposite. So this session is very interesting to watch people as I talk with them over the telephone. And people sometimes say, no, I don't need this. I don't have any entities. And you know for a fact there's just stuff full of them. And they don't want to get released. And, you know, it's up to the person to move forward and say, hey, you know, I want to get these things out of me. So it all depends how conscious you are. Most people are unconscious. But you are fully conscious to the entities. But you may not be conscious to your own divinity. And your divinity is what we're trying to help you with, is to get your spirit more, more into your body so that you're able to retain your light. Otherwise, if you don't have any light, you have darkness. And these entities carry the energy of darkness. And they do bad things. So back to you, Sylvia.
And another thing that I'd just like to mention about those clearings that's really been great is I've heard both men and women who have participated in your calls and saying that before these clearings they really couldn't feel the, you know, when they went to the light ship for healing, even though they knew the light beings were working on them, they couldn't necessarily feel the energy, and now they do. And others that have just said that their healings have kind of been so much more effective because they're, you know, they're, I guess because the entities are out of them so that the spirit can come fully in, and because it's the spirit that heals the body, then they can actually have a healing now because there's that space there to have that happen. So that's just, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just nice to get these things out of us. Remember, you pick them up going into bars, walking by bars, you know, they're all around. So when you're not in the moment, then you can pick up entities, and they'll come into where your spirit is supposed to be. And because we're taught to go outside of ourselves, and which is mainly praying outside of ourselves, to something outside of ourselves, and doing meditations going outside of ourselves for stress reduction, then you're bringing them into your body. And plus when you get angry, upset, remember, your spirit only lives in love energy. So anything that you do that is not of love, where you criticize somebody, where you get upset with somebody, you know, anything like this, hurt somebody, anything like that is entities working through you, using your body to perform the task that they are choosing to do and use your body to do. So anything that's not of love energy is not of you, and that's controlling your body, because your body is a host. It's a host for all of these things. And, you know, it's up to you to root out these entities. Lightship is here to help you. If the lightship was not here, it's still your responsibility to be conscious. But the light ship can do such a quick job on releasing these compared to what you could do. You know, it's just phenomenal what happens with people. But this is the time of ascension, so the light ship is here to help you. I don't think anybody could even release all the entities out of them if they worked, you know, their whole lifetime continuously getting them out of you. For what I've seen so far, it'd be impossible. So if you think you can maybe do it yourself, you know, by spending one solid month working on yourself doing this here, you wouldn't even come close to scratching the surface on it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we've got some really great questions, Ron, from quite a few people about that have to do with barcodes. So before I just give you the questions, can you tell people, because we might have people listening that haven't heard of the barcodes and the barcode clearings that you do, so can you just kind of give us a 101 about that?
Well, the barcodes are put on us. You have a abduction, an alien, ET, UFO will say barcode for your body. So that is how you get abducted. And so there's a barcode for that. You also have a barcode for your spirit. That's why you've been stuck here for so long, because the darkness takes you away and during the ascension time. So those are two very important healings to have done also. You have a barcode that interfaces your mind energy, which is controlled by the darkness. Remember, the darkness is non-light, but it does produce a fabrication of the light, which I call the light of the darkness. This is what you go to, or what people talk about when they have a near-death experience. Remember, no one here typically has any way to say, man, I seen the light, you know, it's over here, and I went to it, and I communicated to deceased people. There are people who can channel, you know, that energy of loved ones, etc. But most people don't have a first-hand experience. So the people who have had the near-death experiences is going into the light of the darkness and telling you how great the light is. Well, if they did go there to true light, they wouldn't come back here, believe me. But they're just being fooled by the light of the darkness, thinking that they have this divine connection or intervention with a near-death experience, and they came back for a special mission to help people to understand about what light is and whatever else they were chosen to do. So that's basically the light of the darkness. The what else should I talk about, Sylvia?
Well, let me just ask you one of these questions. I think this was from Pauline, and she wanted you to talk about what is the Earth barcode removal.
Okay, the Earth barcode allows your body not to leave here. Remember, your body thinks that it belongs here because it's connected to the Earth, the planet Earth. So that gets rid of the barcode so your body can do the ascension. So you have two different problems. You have your body being abducted by aliens, which everybody listening has been abducted. Normally you get abducted twice a year. And some people are actually more than that. But this is common practice, so this is, shouldn't be anything new for you, although it might be new if you just heard the call just once here, you know, on this show. But basically, everybody has been abducted against your free will. So that barcode gets released. So the Earth barcode also keeps your body tied to the Earth plane, so it doesn't want to really leave here. And that's another trap, so that your body thinks it has to keep reincarnating in its genetic life form. So I hope that answered your question. I see a question here. It says something about
great
religion.
And we also have a great question from Marie, and that is, okay. Is it possible, you know, for someone who knows about these light ship clearings to order or have a barcode removal clearing done for another person who doesn't know, who wouldn't necessarily understand what you were talking about and therefore wouldn't, you know, like, buy that clearing on your own? Like, if you have a family member, can you have a barcode clearing done for them without their knowledge, and will it still work for them?
Oh, yes, of course. Every healing that I do that you could have yourself could be done on anyone here, because your spirit is responsible for doing the healing. It comes forth in the light shift portion of your spirit. And this is why you don't need to communicate with somebody that may be unconscious of what's happening or not understand it or have a belief system. Remember, it's very hard to change somebody's belief, you know. And most people have had the religious beliefs ingrained in them for, you know, maybe 100,000 years. And so having a new belief that what they believed for 100,000 years is all basically false information to hold you here in darkness. Most people are not willing or even understand that they can change. This is just the way it is. So the question that I was trying to get to here was something about, does this sound like religion or something? It might be still on the fast chat for myself. It doesn't. Yeah, this is it's similar, but this is not religion. This is just strictly having your spirit be more integrated with you. So this show does not talk about religions. In fact, I would tell you not to go to any church whatsoever, because all the churches, typically, maybe one or two out there, but we'll just say almost all of them then, will tell you to pray to something outside of yourself, which is against what Jesus talked about. And so because he was from the light ship, his teachings are still valid, that you should not pray outside of yourself to get hooked up to alien life forms, the darkness, and to stay with your own divine presence of your spirit and to communicate with it. That's why he said, you know, like, knock and the door shall be opened. You have to go to your heart center to get that information. And if you go outside of yourself, then you're connecting to collective consciousness, universal mind, anything that, you know, we talk about or people talk about where your thoughts are controlling your reality. This is all dark energy. So I'll repeat that. Anything that you deal with that has mind energy with it, using your thoughts to control your reality or somebody else's reality or programming something, is strictly dark energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I believe Mia had some requests earlier on the line. I think one of them was for a sample of the mind loop clearing.
Okay, the mind loop clearing. This is for people who tend to repeat the same phrase over and over again. It's also for people who can't get out of their own way. They keep having the same thoughts reoccurring, the same patterns, the same mind programmings. And remember, the dark side programs you. You're just like a computer, you know, and they take and interfere with your complete operating system and put in programs into you. And they can also be activated and also deactivated at different times in your life. So I always talk about things being activated, which are typically negative. So let's talk about a deactivation. Let's just say that you had a wonderful job making lots of money, feeling great, and all of a sudden they deactivated their mind control program, which would make you disconnect the darkness from you, from a boss that is dark. Remember, you probably got the job because you're holding a certain resonant frequency of darkness. So they could take that away from you, and all of a sudden you may lose your job. So this may sound a little different from the way I normally talk to people. Remember, the darkness, when they connect the energies to you, like attracts like. So if you happen to get a job to where you're doing something that maybe you don't like doing, but you're making lots of money at it, you know, then at that point, that they could take away the energy to make you suffer more, and you may not be doing that dark energy any longer, which to you might benefit, but financially may it be disastrous for you. So that's the one way to look at the situation. Does that make sense to you, Sylvia, about having your program deactivated by the darkness?
Yeah, that makes total sense. I mean, it's a new way to look at it, but definitely.
Yeah, so now we talk about programs being activated. But remember, they do get activated too. But most of the programs that you're running are darkness programs because you're working in time. And when you work in time, you work with mind. And when you work with mind, you work in the darkness. It's as simple as that. So We're going to do a mind loop programming, deprogramming here, we'll call it. And so this is a mind loop one. So this will get you out of recycling a pattern, okay? So I want you to think of something that you're dealing with that you keep doing. Remember, everybody listening, you know, if you have a job or you have some kind of responsibility, you probably have a certain program that you're running continuously. Your alarm clock goes off at 6 o'clock in the morning. You get up, you take your shower, you eat, you know, you do what you have to do. An hour from then, you get in your car, maybe you drive to work or something. Well, that's the same routine every day, and that's a program. You know, some people can't, you know, sleep longer than a certain time. That's a program, too. So just think if you're free of that program to where you have choice and you're able to have more creativity in the process of going to work or seeing things, you know. So here we go. Mind loop one. So we'll go back 5 days. So just think of something that is a recurring situation that you're dealing with. Remember, we all have situations that we deal with. It could be anything. So here we go. It could, you know, be taking the toothpaste tube, you know, and squirting it a certain way. Maybe somebody in your household wants to know why you're not squirting from the bottom of the tube, squeezing it there. You're squeezing from the top. They're always upset with you. Well, that's a program. Shouldn't matter how that toothpaste tube is squeezed, you know. It's just what you're conditioned to do, told to do as a program, and they have their own program of what they think is right. To the toothpaste tube, it makes no difference, okay? It's the non-judgment. Here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, there's that clearing. So just see how your body's responding to it. Back to you, Sylvia, and we'll go to the light ship. We'll probably go there in 10 minutes. We'll go to the food court. This will be a great experience.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. So you mentioned a little bit about cords, Ron, and there were a couple of questions relating to cords on the fast chat. So maybe could you just describe a bit about cordings between people and how that works, and maybe we could do some samples of that kind of release.
Sure. Whenever you think of a thought, or you have a thought of someone, you are putting out a psychic link to that person. And another way of saying it, when you think of someone, you are bringing their energy directly into your room. So putting a cord out might seem a little easier to talk about because you may think of somebody who you don't like, but as soon as you connect with them energetically, their energy is right with you, just as if you're talking to them. So everybody does this. Unfortunately, it's one of the dark side tricks. Remember, it's mind energy again. All that I do with people is clear away the darkness from them so you can have more light. And that's the main process of what the light ship does, is to get you to have more spirit energy so you can hear your spirit. Otherwise, it's being suffocated by the darkness through your DNA patterns inside of your body. Remember, you are living the life of all of your ancestors. So now, here we go. We're going to do a cording disconnect. So we'll go back 5 days, and we'll disconnect the people that you have thought about and physically seen in the last 5 days. And naturally, you put out cords to them and they put out cords to you. So we're going to first take away their energies from you. And this could be, you know, a couple thousand people. Just think if you're a tour guide or something like that, or you go to some place where you see lots of people. You know, these are all connected to you if they all saw you. Here we go. Sixth chakra, bringing their energy back to them. You don't need to have it because it's not compatible to you. Nobody's energy is compatible to you but your own, from your own spirit. Here we go. Being released, taking their energy from your fifth chakra, releasing it back to them. Fourth chakra, that's your heart center. The fifth is your throat. We're going down from the top down to your base of your spine. Third chakra, solar plex area. Second chakra and first chakra, base of your spine. These are all released now. And next, we're going to work with the energy which you gave to other people. This could be knowingly or unknowingly. When you judge somebody, you're connected to them automatically. So it works, you know, many, many ways. So here we go. Sixth chakra, energy is being returned back to you. Fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Okay, so just think, sit back, feel the energy right now, and you might want to walk a little bit. I'll put some music on so you can actually feel the shift in consciousness, and you should feel a lot lighter with your body and maybe actually feel energized. And when you're carrying somebody else's energy with you, it's not compatible to you. It's like having a tremendous backpack on your back, or like maybe being wrapped up in like in a mummy suit, you know? So you want to get this stuff off of you. You don't want to be slimed. Another question if we have one on there before I go to the light shift. And I will say I'll be back in New York end of this month for the Yoga Raw Food Expo at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan. I'll have an ARE Center workshop before that on the 23rd in the evening. This is a Saturday, and I'll be there also in the daytime doing aura photography for people for a special fundraising event for the ARE Center. So, Sylvia, back to you.
On the same subject of the courting, you talked about, you know, whenever you think of someone, how you can connect energetically to them or bring them into your space. Can you talk about the difference between, you know, the mind energy and the heart energy? Like if you are in your heart center and, you know, you have a thought about someone, how that's different from being in your mind and doing that mental projection.
Yes, when you're in your heart center, love never attracts anything. Remember, love just is. It's the emotional love that we have here can't attract people because that's emotional. But true love energy does not attract anything of any other type, and it's just strictly there. It just is. It doesn't have anything that's involved with it. That's going to be forceful to take away someone's free will. And the mind energy does. The two different systems of heart versus mind, we'll say head energy versus heart energy, the dark side did create a copy of the heart energy. So all the rules, in a sense, pertain when you go to the heart, but the heart will never disturb or interfere with anything else because it can't do that. Because love energy is a strictly love energy. It's just a neutral energy, and neutral energy cannot be forceful or forced upon anybody. Because if you try to force it, it would not be love any longer, and it would not work. So that's, I guess, the way I could describe it for people. So let's go through the light shift. Does that sound good to you, Sylvia?
That sounds great.
So this is just a special time today. Like I said earlier, if you're listening to this on an archive, this will not work for you because of the alien interventions that we have on this planet. So I don't want anybody to think they can go to the light shift by putting out a thought and to become abducted. So remember, when you give your permission, you can become abducted. along without giving you permission also. But anyway, let's continue on here. So if you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, they can come up too for healing. And we're going to go to the food course. So here we go. And also have some wonderful food samples too. So count to 10, we'll go to the light ship right now. And you cannot bring any friends with. You have to be live on this call right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay? We're there. We'll go to the food court now. And I always like to go to where their chocolate is. So we'll first sample some of the dark chocolate that they produce there. This is their equivalent to what we have down here. So this is the dark chocolate. It's just a little piece like the size of a grain of rice. And we have it now on our right hand, on our index finger, so they go into our mouth underneath our tongue. So you're having this experience right now on the light chip, and you may actually bring it back here. You might see if your saliva changes, and if you can actually taste chocolate. So there we go. Now we'll do some bittersweet chocolate. And here we go. Again, it's the same amount. It's a very, very small portion. And we're having that given to us now, going into our mouth, and there's the bittersweet chocolate. And we mentioned the food court, so I like to go to the desserts first. You know, that's kind of a priority, you know. So let's go to where they have what we would call pie, okay? So, again, these are very, very small little pieces. It kind of looks great, but it's like, you know, maybe the size of a piece of, like maybe, you know, a little sugar cube in a sense. Very small. And here we go. We have our own particular type that we want to eat. They're bringing over some that would probably taste more like blueberry, looks like here. So this will be their equivalent of a blueberry pie. So here we go. Having it inside of our mouth, and we're having it right now. And again, if you feel your saliva changing, it's because this is what you're having on the light ship instantly. Remember, you're there out of time. You're still here, but you're there also when you're not here. Remember, your vibration is being turned off and on continuously. When you're off, you're there. We're now going to go to the place to where they have soups. And they're showing me something that looks like beet soup. It's, you know, that beet color, deep, deep red. So we're having that here. So we'll just see how this tastes for everybody. Some things sometimes aren't very pleasant. Most of them are. So let's just sample this here. And, oh, this tastes very good. Thank you. Very, very good. And you might feel your body get energized instantly. Remember, on the light ship, you don't eat much up there because the food is so high potency that you don't need it. The auric field on most of the food, if you were to see it down here, would probably be about 2 foot in diameter. Here we go. We're now going to have some fluid to drink. So they're bringing us some, it's kind of an orangish, greenish colored solution here. Maybe it's kind of like a mango type of drink. And again, it's about a half a teaspoon. Here we go. And we're having that right now. And that's very, very nice. Very yummy. Got a lot of saliva going. How are you doing, Sylvia?
Oh, great. It's really fun to, you know, experience the different, like, you know, your saliva changes, and the frequency of the food is just so light and so great. It just makes your whole body feel so nurtured without being heavy or dense.
Okay, so we'll go to a location where the light beings that are there don't eat. Remember, a lot of them do eat, and they need to have some type of food to sustain their life and their body. So here we go. We're going to go to the room where they have plates that you put your hands on. These are gold plates. You're going to put one hand on each side of them, and it's going to monitor what you're missing inside of your body as far as nutrients. And here we go. And I will say a little plug for the program here and also for the website. On the website, you can go to object charging and do food charging also, and also water charging. So here we go. taking the energy now off of our hands, see what we're missing as far as nutrition. And now we're going into a little room. And here we go. We're going to be energizing our body. Have our hands on some hand plates inside of this room. I'll count to 10. You're going to feel that your body get energized. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel yourself changing a little bit right now. We'll go to one other room which also has nutrients to it. This is the flower room. This is where the large, beautiful flowers are. And they have flower essence there. And we can have some nectar, also some honey. And there's some large bumblebees there. So we're going into this room right now. And across the far wall, you're going to see little, like little vials, little containers of honey and flower essence. So you can just think now what you may want to have. And it'll be in front of you, a little eyedropper, we'll say. You can put a little bit on your tongue. So we're doing that right now. And this is great. So we'll go into one other room on the light ship here. We'll go into the room where they have trees. So this is a little different. And the tree room will give us some healing energy right now. If you want to feel what it feels like to feel a tree with pure love energy. These are very, very large trees. Some of their trunks go to about 10 foot in diameter. So here we go. We're in this room right now. And we're having the trees give us a little healing before we come back from the light ship. Your pets and animals are also having their nutrition, whatever they're eating right now. And you might see them changing their energies too. Okay, we're getting ready to come back. So I'll just count to 10 as we come back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia. Back over to you. And tomorrow we go to the light ship for about 15 minutes, which is Saturday night live on the light ship at 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight Eastern.
That was so great. I love going there. And as much as I love also the whole food court, my favorite is that one where we went into where the light beings that don't eat go, and then they just give the energy straight into you of what your body needs at that time. That felt amazing.
Yep. Incredible. Very, very nice. And you may start to feel yourself being very full right now because you got what you needed. And your body probably feels very full. So you were on the light ship. You're back here now. You may have felt the energy shift as I counted the numbers as you came up and back. I should say, as the light ship disconnected its cocoon energy from you, this energy is very special, and it makes a connection to you to go to the light ship. And so I guess our show is about ready to end here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you do like going to the light ship, we have light ship sessions Mondays and Fridays for $20. A one-hour conference call starts at Pacific time at 5:30, and we do physical healings. So say blessings to all of you. Tomorrow we have our Ascension call. And then Sunday, the Ascension call is 4 hours, starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. And Sunday it's at 10 o'clock for 8 hours for entities. So if you want to feel better, get on an entity call. You owe it to yourself.
Honesty, the 4 hour tomorrow, is that from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m. Pacific?
Well, that's correct, yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I just want to... 1 to 5, that's correct.
And I think that one's just $60 to get on for 48
yes.
hours of healing, which is amazing.
Yep, that's great. We do amber blood on that one. If you want to have your blood feel different in your body, you will probably feel it. That's part of the Ascension healings, is having the amber blood brought forth. And the more you have it, the better you feel. You have light, cold blood. Pure golden blood. So I'll say blessings to all of you.
Yeah, blessings, everyone, and hope to see you all. And thank you all for coming on the Fast Chat. And I know there were questions that we didn't get to, but like Ron said, just come back on tomorrow night if you can, 9 p.m. Pacific on Station 1. and we'll have about 40 minutes or so of question and answer and samples, and then 15 minutes on the light ship or so. So blessings. Have a wonderful night.
Okay. We'll see you all later. Bye, everybody.